Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So my subject is kingdom power. And I want you to understand as I introduce it that before Jesus Christ came, there was power before he came around. In fact, in the Old Testament, we see more of the power of God. We see so much of God demonstrating power from Genesis chapter 1, when God said, "Light be," and God created out of nothing. If there is anything powerful, I think that we can find it in Genesis chapter 1, in all the Bible, that out of nothing, things were created, so to speak. Hallelujah. So before Jesus Christ came around, there was power. In fact, the prophets were showing power. Moses showed about 10 signs in Egypt. That was power. You know, unprecedented power. Elijah, Elisha, all the prophets of God, they showed some form of power. But I want you to understand that Jesus Christ came to teach us what I call kingdom power. Kingdom power. So, just before Jesus Christ came around, there were some people. They were called the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes. In fact, two of them, the scribes and the Pharisees, they were people who liked power a lot. They were always asking for signs and wonders. They would come to Jesus and say, "Show us a sign. Show us a sign from heaven." You know? So these were people who were lovers of power of God. You would think that Pharisees don't like the power of God, but they love the power of God. You would think religion hasn't got to do with the power of God, but it has to do with the power of God. The people who were fronting religious order during, just before Jesus Christ began his ministry, were these Pharisees and then the scribes, the Sadducees. They were the symbols of religion during those times. But these people, they loved power. The Bible says that, well, we are told, in fact, the Bible also says it, that the Pharisees, they loved signs and wonders. They loved casting out devils. In fact, they taught their children to cast out devils. In other words, if you belong to their school, so to speak, they teach you how to cast out devils. You see? And they believed in demons. They believed in the supernatural. They believed in spirits. They believed in angels. They believed in the resurrection. You know? They believed in power. Show of power. But their power was religious in nature. Kingdom power is Jesus' use of God's power. Kingdom power is Jesus' use of God's power. Jesus brought the kingdom system, the kingdom of God, upon his shoulders, and his life that he modeled showed us God's take on issues. So if you look at the way that Jesus Christ handled the supernatural and then the power, that one is the kingdom one. The kingdom one is the standard. The heavenly kingdom is always the standard. God says he wants to conform everything to be like what is in his heavenly kingdom. That is the standard. When we talk about kingdom power, we are talking about the model power, which the model Jesus came to demonstrate for us. Hallelujah. There is nothing better beyond Jesus' use of power, his understanding of power and his use of power. There is nothing beyond that. It's the ultimate. It is the heaven one. It is the kingdom one. It is the perfect one, because he himself is the perfect one. Hallelujah. I'm stressing this as I introduce the subject because, you see, some people, their use of power is stemmed in the Old Testament. It is stemmed in, when I say the Old Testament, I'm specifically referring to the prophets. They look at the way that prophets viewed power and used God's power, and they feel that that is the way we have to use God's power. That is not the way. The way we have to use God's power is the way Jesus used God's power. His understanding should be our understanding. Hallelujah. Because Hebrews chapter 1, look at verse 3. The Bible says, verse 1, God, who at sundry times and in various ways, spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets. Please note, variously, using various times, God spoke to the fathers of the Jewish people by the prophets, to all of us, really, by the prophet. Has in these last days, verse 2, spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, please underline express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. The Bible is comparing Jesus to the Old Testament prophets. Moses, Elijah, Elisha, all the powerful prophets you can talk about. The Bible says that God was speaking to them, our fathers in times past, through these people, the prophets. But now he is speaking to us by his Son. And he qualifies the whole thing. He describes that his Son is the express image. So what Jesus Christ demonstrates about God's power is the express perfect one, not what the prophet demonstrated. Otherwise, Jesus wouldn't have come to do anything. Or when he came, he wouldn't have to do anything concerning power, because it has already been established by the prophets. But God didn't find their understanding of power and the use of his power by these prophets. God didn't find it the kingdom type. So he sent somebody from the heavenly kingdom who is the express image of the person of God, so that he will give a meaning and understanding to the power of God. And the Bible says that he actually made all things by the word of his power. And he upholds all things by the word of his power. Hallelujah. So, this is how I want to introduce kingdom power to you. That it is power as shown by Jesus. Jesus' use of God's power is what we call kingdom power. What I want to do from the rest of the time is to give you the difference between kingdom power and religious power. And this is why I'm going to step on some toes, but we have to say the truth. We have to say it. Adam, speak. God gave you a word that don't eat the fruit. Eve is going to eat. Adam, you have the word. Speak. Don't be silent. Otherwise, evil men and evil people will thrive. Wrong understanding will thrive. What is the difference between kingdom power and religious power? It's important in these last days. In these last days, because many people are rising, claiming that they are using the power of God, and they are swaying many. But today we want to learn the difference between kingdom power and religious power. Number one, kingdom power is directed at solving problems, not for show. Kingdom power is directed at solving problems, not for show. Kingdom power is directed at solving problems. It is not for show. In the book of Matthew chapter 4, Jesus Christ was being tempted by the devil to accept religious power, just as the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes had accepted religious power. You know? So the tempter came to Jesus, and then he took him to the pinnacle of the temple. In fact, Jerusalem, we are told Israel is the geographical center of the earth. He took him to the very center of the earth, took him to Jerusalem, you know, and then took him to the temple, and took him to the top of the temple. If you must know anything about the temple, every day there are people there. Even up to today, There are people always walking around the Temple Mount. Tourists all over the world. Always there are people there. So when the tempter took Jesus Christ there, there was a crowd. Hallelujah. And the tempter said that Jesus should throw himself down, because God has said that he will give his angels charge over him so that he will not die. Do you know what the tempter was doing to Jesus? He was telling Jesus, this is the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. He was telling Jesus that, I want you to do something supernatural. I want you to show a sign to the people that you are really from heaven. If you are really from heaven, then I'm literally taking you to the highest point of temple, and I want you to jump down, like coming down in slow motion. Can you imagine? Everybody was a crowd. I've been in the Temple Mount before, and I know that there is always a crowd there. And follow the tour guide, you are going to be lost. It has always been like that. Many people get lost, so they are walking with you and then with the tour guide, so that you know where your tour guide is, because several people are touring Jerusalem all the time. So he was tempting Jesus that, Jesus, I want you to jump down. Slow motion form, you see, coming down like that, so that everybody will know that you are really from heaven. But Jesus didn't do that. In other words, Jesus Christ refused religious power. Why did he refuse? Because kingdom power is not for show. The devil wanted Jesus to make a show, so that everybody will know that he's actually the Son of God. How can you jump from the pinnacle of the temple down without dying, without your head being crushed? Everybody will believe in Jesus, not so. You will think that it is a noble thing, but it was the devil tempting Jesus in the beginning of his ministry to accept religion and religious power. A wrong use of God's power. The prophets had used it in times past, but Jesus had to come and express the proper use of God's power. And Jesus said, no, it cannot be done that way, because that will be religious use of religious power. That is for sure. But kingdom power is for solving problems. It's for solving problems. Hallelujah. Kingdom power is for getting problems, challenges dissolved. Not exalting yourself. Not for show. Not for letting people know you. Hallelujah. Kingdom power, under this same point, let me tell you something else. Kingdom power is not for proving who you are. Some people use God's power to prove who they are. The Old Testament is full of it. The prophets use God's power. So, if I am the prophet of God, let this happen. Yes. The tempter wanted Jesus to follow the same religious power. And he said, if you are the Son of God, then do a sign. Turn this stone to become bread. That we will know by the demonstration of that power that you are the Son of God. Jesus refused it. Do you know why? Because he understands that I have a mandate to demonstrate to humanity the correct use of God's power. God's power is for solving problems, especially problems of people. It is not for showing that you are a son of God. It is not right for us to say, well, if I be a man of God, let this happen. If I be a man of God, let that happen. If I be a man of God, let that happen. No, it's not like that. It shouldn't be like that. Hallelujah. We don't use God's power as Elijah used. If you call fire down to come and consume some people, it doesn't mean that you're also a prophet. So call fire down and come and consume some people. Hallelujah. You know? So it is not to prove who you are.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus, and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You are a son of God because God says that by my word, by the work of my son Jesus, I have imputed that thing to you. You are a son of God. And that is okay. You don't have to prove to anybody that you are a son of God. Yeah. You don't have to go into contest with another man of God to show that me too I'm anointed. Me too I'm called. Let's do some signs to show that we are called of God. Ladies and gentlemen, you can do that. The thing is that you can do that, but it is a wrong use of, or I should say, it is not the kingdom use of God's power. You are using it to prove a point to Ghanaians, to your church members, to people, that you are called, that you are anointed, that you are the one in charge. No, that is not the kingdom use of God's power. It's not to show who you are. It's not to show your position with God or before God. It is for solving problems. That is why Jesus refused to turn the stone to bread. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you look at Jesus all throughout his life, he was tempted all the time to succumb to religious power. Let's look at an example in Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. And then verse 38. The Bible says that, in fact, about two or three times or so, these Jewish people, they came to Jesus for him to show them a sign. Matthew 12, 38. Then some of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. Demonstrate something, teacher." And then he answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign." Jesus is saying that when you are adulterous, when you are not faithful, an adulterous person is somebody who is not faithful. When you are not faithful, you want people to prove things. But when you are not adulterous, you are faithful. You are full of faith. You believe. You believe God for it. God doesn't have to do any sign to prove to you that his word that he gave you is true. It is when you have backslidden in your heart, when you are adulterous in your heart, that you seek for a sign according to Jesus. When you are living with your husband and you believe the integrity of your husband, that he will not go for another woman and all that, you live cool. You don't tell your husband, prove anything. But when you are, especially when you are adulterous yourself, when you are not faithful yourself, you see, you want to see signs of some signs. Your husband should give you a sign because you yourself, you are like that. Jesus says, an evil and adulterous generation, they are looking for a sign, but no sign shall be given unto them. No demonstration shall be made unto them. But the fact that I go to the cross, 3 days, three nights, I'll be in the belly of the earth, like Jonah was in the belly of the whale. If you read Matthew chapter 16, these religious people, whilst we are in Matthew, these same religious people, verse 1, the Pharisees and the Sadducees this time came and asked him that he will show them a sign from heaven. Jesus answered and said to them, "When it is evening, you say to the sky is red, and in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you cannot see the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seek after a sign." He is just making his point that it is when you are evil and you are adulterous that you, when God is to you, you want God to demonstrate something so that you can believe. But the word of God is complete. The word of God is not referred, and you have to use signs and wonders one for to help people to believe. The word of God is complete. Jesus is complete. Signs and wonders doesn't come to complete the word. The word perfect Christ finds complete in itself. So Jesus Christ doesn't show them any sign. In Mark chapter 8, we see the first thing I've taught us about the difference between kingdom power and religious power. Kingdom power is directed at solving problems, whereas religious power is for show, is proving who you are, it is for proving a point. You don't have to prove any point. You are a son of God. Jesus believed he was the son of God. You don't have to prove to the devil. You don't have to prove to any crowd that you are what you already are. It's made you liar. Don't prove it. Otherwise, you are disbelieving the work of God that he has done. Are you in the image? You don't have to try to be in the image. You're already there. Amen. You have to believe it. Hallelujah. And Eve tried to prove something and they got into trouble. Because you can't prove that you are like God. You're already like God. Accept it. The way he tempted Adam and Eve and they fell, the same way he's tempting Jesus in the beginning of his ministry. Now prove it. Use God's power in a wrong way. Prove who you are. Prove something. Number two, difference between kingdom power and religious power. It's important for you to know this. I have got about 7 differences I have to teach you. Number two is that kingdom power reveals the person of Jesus, not the works of Jesus. Kingdom power reveals the person of Jesus, not just the works of Jesus. Religious power, which is the opposite of kingdom power, which we have seen closely in the prophets, reveals only works, the work of God. Religious power reveals the works of Jesus. It does not reveal the person of Jesus. If you see anything, people working signs and wonders and demonstrating signs and wonders wherever they are, ask yourself, is it revealing the person of Jesus? I see the person of Jesus, or I'm only seeing the works of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John chapter 16, verse 13 to 14, Jesus Christ said that the Holy Spirit was going to glorify him. Shall glorify me. Jesus said to the apostles, I'm going away. I'm going to send my spirit to come. He will glorify me. He didn't say he will glorify my works. He was talking about his person. He will glorify my person. Hallelujah. Not his works. Wonderful. If you look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23, Jesus Christ says something whilst we are still in the book of Matthew. Jesus Christ said something about what we are speaking about. He says, verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven or experience kingdom life, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven, does on earth God's will, which is in heaven. He will replicate it on earth. Verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Says that people are going to say, I prophesied in your name. I did signs and wonders in your name. I cast out devils in your name. Isn't that power? That is power. But Jesus says that, I'm going to tell those people, I love you, because although you were demonstrating power, you were not revealing my person. Your character was wrong. You were living in lawlessness. You were practicing lawlessness. But you were doing signs and wonders. Jesus will refuse people who does signs and wonders, if the signs and wonders does not reveal his person, it only reveals his works. Because they said, if you read the scripture, Jesus says, they will say, I did it in your name. In your name. You know why they did it in his name? It is because they want to show that these are the works of Jesus. Prophesying is the work of Jesus. Casting out devils, they are the works of Jesus. But Jesus says, it's not enough to demonstrate my works. Use power to demonstrate my person. That's why he said that you know them by their fruit, by their character, not by the works they do. Because those works are going to be done. You will see them on stage. You will see them everywhere. You will see them saying, in the name of Jesus, come out. You will see them prophesying in the name of Jesus. You will not hear them mention their name. They may mention only the name of Jesus. But at the end of the day, ask yourself, have I seen Jesus, the person of Jesus? Hallelujah. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. The Bible says something to us very powerful. It makes us to know that the power of God is a person, and his name is called Jesus. It also makes us to know that the wisdom of God is a person, and his name is called Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1:24. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Oh, look at it. The power of God and the wisdom of God is one and the same person. It cannot be separated. Wisdom of God and power of God is one person called Jesus. So you cannot say, I am demonstrating the power of God if it doesn't reveal Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you can't separate it. You can say what we are going to do is power. It's now power. It has nothing to do with the character of Jesus. It's now power. And at the end of whatever demonstration, you must just see the works of Jesus. Many people will come boasting in the works of Jesus without they boasting in the person of Jesus, the character of Jesus, the wisdom that Jesus Christ is. Hallelujah. So you have to watch it. Grace and truth. The Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 16-17, grace and truth came by Jesus. There can't be demonstration of grace if it has not got the truth. And Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the truth. Grace and truth goes together. It's one person. Hallelujah. So any power that does not reveal Jesus to you, his person to you, is not the proper use of God's power. It's a religious use of God's power. Hallelujah. The kingdom use of God's power always reveals Jesus. Doesn't just reveal his works, it reveals the person of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Let's look at the third thing. The third difference between kingdom power and religious power. Using God's power in a kingdom way or in a religious way. Number three is that kingdom power builds up and not destroys. Kingdom power builds up. It does not destroy. Kingdom power builds up. It is religious power that destroys. Ladies and gentlemen, the thing about power is its misuse. The thing about power is that it can easily be misused, as we do in our homes all the time. Power can be misused. But kingdom power is to be used to build up. In the book of Luke chapter 9, verse 52 to 56, Jesus Christ teaches the apostles, in fact, James and John, that his power is for building up and not for destroying men's life. Because Jesus was going somewhere and then the people of the town refused him. James and John came to him and said, Lord, do you want us to call fire down? Just like Elijah called fire down to destroy these people. Jesus rebuked them and said to them, you don't know what kind of spirit you are of. Because the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's life, but to save them. This is the kingdom use of power. Because you see, sometimes those of us who are believers now, when unbelievers refuse us, they become a hindrance to us. We want to destroy them immediately. Sometimes we pray prayers for presidents and for people, destroy them, whatever, earth, wind, and fire, come and rain upon these people. Look, Jesus Christ himself was resisted. And the people said, let's demonstrate power like Elijah did. Jesus said, the way that the kingdom use of power is not for destroying men. Because this prophet in the Old Testament called fire down to come and destroy people. Another one, Elisha also called lions to come and chew people. One of them, Elisha, one of them, come and chew people. If I be a man of God, let them, and then the lion will come and chew even children. Yes, because they say you are bald headed. Your hair is commoting. Your hair is commoting. Children are making fun of you. Your hair is commoting. And you call something lions to come and chew them up.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.